93.7 The River that goes AC/DC, Dog and Joe Show. If you jump on The River or Dog and Joe Show Facebook page, a food fight right now, food fight fisticuffs. Which is better, ketchup versus ranch dressing? Two condiments leave, only one condiment. Oh, wait, goes the other way, doesn't it? Dog and Joe Show, Joe, he's so ridiculous. Talking about this off air, Joe's like, hey, well, don't you put ketchup on chicken? Because Joe's like, man, I really think I eat more ranch dressing than I do ketchup.
I mean, this is a, you put some hard condiments up to go to battle today.
Yeah, this is a food fight like no other, a fight for the ages. But Joe said, well, you put ketchup on fried chicken and chicken, don't you? And I said, what? He goes, oh, wait, is that a Southern thing? And then he goes, well, what about chicken nuggets?
Now, think about this. The little shaped chicken nuggets that you would feed your kids.
Tenders,
Dino nuggets, tenders. Shapes, yeah.
Yeah, McNuggets. Dana, what goes on a chicken McNugget?
Barbecue sauce.
Same thing Doug said.
Yeah, just
hands
like that.
Down.
Even for a child?
Yes. Because
my child doesn't like it.
Joe said, he goes, what do you put on chicken nuggets if you eat like tenders or whatever? And I said, well, what do you mean? He goes, you put ketchup. I said, no, you don't. You put barbecue. That's the classic dipping sauce for a nugget. It's got to be barbecue.
We're a weird family. He started off with ketchup. He wanted everything with ketchup.
Yeah.
And I like to do honey on mine. And I'm talking about McDonald's.
Joe loves everything. See, here's the thing. You were truly a child because Joe likes his bologna and cheese. Earlier, you heard what he likes on his hamburger now. Doesn't even want mustard or ketchup anymore. He just wants mayo.
Double mayo.
And Thousand Island.
Yeah, yeah. Thousand Island contains mayo.
No, but I'm calling it double mayo.
Well, yes, it does, Dana.
It does? Okay, yeah, well, then it is double
Thousand
mayo.
Island is just mayo, ketchup, and pickles or sweet pickles.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Well, yeah. Lovely. I like it. Double mayo, some ketchup, and sweet pickles.
Yeah.
That's what I'll take.
But my point is, you love everything sweet. Joey always talks about that Fat-Tation Bistro. Oh, man, I got to go, and I got to get me some of those honey walnut
And not to forget, but he loves Miracle Whip, the sweet mayo.
Yes.
Everything. I don't know if I'd call it sweet. I'd call it tangy.
No, it is sweet.
Oh, God. But everything you like, you have the palate of a four-year-old.
I like it all sweet. I mean, you've never eaten a McDonald's chicken McNugget like you have covered in honey.
Yuck!
Oh, Lord, I can't believe
you eat it with honey. Oh, that is so weird.
It's so sweet and funky.
You want to go sideways on it?
Oh, no. Goodness.
Cover it in honey and dip it in barbecue.
Oh, so you will dip it in barbecue.
If it's covered in honey.
So you're going to double the sugar, too. You just like to double all of the bad stuff.
Why don't you just, you know those things, what do they call those things, Dana, those kids eat? It comes with that, like, it's that cup of sugar, and they dip hard candy in it.
Fun
and
dip.
Dipping sticks.
Yeah, dipping sticks and fun dips. You eat like a child.
Oh, man, Joe.
Well, now my child eats like me, because now he wants nothing but honey on there. So now I have bottles of ketchup in the fridge, and he doesn't even use it. So all I can have is it on French fries and hash browns. So that's why I'm telling you. And now you put honey up against something, we're going to have a problem on our hands.
Oh, so you eat more honey, you think, than ranch?
I eat more honey than anything.
Wow.
You eat that much honey?
A lot. I go through about one of those little bear bottles, because I like to get the bear bottles.
Of course you do. It's cute, isn't
You're
it?
Such
little
squish- a child.
Yeah. No. Every 2 weeks.
You're eating one? No, you're not.
I swear to God.
Holy crap.
You're lying.
I swear to God. If I don't have a bologna and cheese or a ham and cheese sandwich for lunch when I get home, and that's even if I eat here lunch, I will have a peanut butter and honey sandwich before dinner.
I was going to say, do you put honey on your bologna?
No.
My God.
I don't think that would be very good.
Yeah, you don't want to screw up a nice, you don't want to screw up a nice cut of meat like that, Dana.
Oh, no.
You guys ever had a peanut butter and honey sandwich?
Yes, as a child.
They're very good.
I'm not into honey. I mean, I'll cook with it and all that, but I never have a flavor for honey.
I have. Go ahead, Dan.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say, I like it, like, a lot, but I barely use it. I either cook with it or I put it in tea, and that's about it. So
I like it in
a
tea
bottle
as well.
Of honey probably lasts me a year.
Oh, I've got, every time I want you to use honey, like if I'm going to do ribs or I'm going to do something sweet and tangy, I have to take it and put it in the microwave because it's just rock hard.
Oh, do you keep it in the fridge?
No. I keep it just in the cupboard, but the sugar will harden.
Yeah, it becomes almost like concrete if you don't use it for a while.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
it gets
because
real hard.
I eat it so little, but you're going through a bare bottle of honey every 2 weeks.
But remember what I discovered, quite a few years ago living here. My allergies got bad, and to eat raw honey, natural honey from the area it comes from, helps with your allergies.
They say that.
So that was another reason I kind of got into it.
The bear bottles are not usually local honey.
No. they are. You can get local. You can get 100% natural local honey in a little bear bottle now. It doesn't look like that actual little tiny bear bottle, but it's shaped like a bear. It's weird. I'll have to take a picture and show it to you. But it is natural honey.
From here. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we hope it's natural honey. Yeah. Wow. Check out the food fight. It's going on right now. Careful. Careful, though. I mean, you get in the dangerous. The middle of this melee. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fish are flying. I mean, people right now, they are dicing it up.
Well, they are this morning because that's a real tough one.
Jump online. It's waiting for you on Facebook. 10 minutes away. More cash. Pay attention to this.